February 2nd, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, another season is about to open upon earth. As you stand on the threshold of spring, you anticipate the awakening of new life in the natural world. In the spiritual world, I continue to send new life into souls through these messages. So many souls reject what I give. Much growth is occurring underground in nature. I wish I could say much spiritual growth is occurring in hearts. In the matter of a few months, the beauty of nature will burgeon forth, as even now it is being prepared by my hand. I attempt through these messages to prepare hearts for my Son's second coming. I wish to dress all of my children in the beauty of a fervent faith, a faith eager to be shown to the world, a faith which gives light where there has been darkness, life where there has been no life. I am able to prepare beauty in nature for the coming spring season, as nature is not controlled by free will. In man's heart, however, free will determines life through the Holy Spirit, or death by man's free will choices. All your temptations are weeds which block your spiritual growth. One by one, they must be eradicated. Allow me to make your hearts into a thing of beauty which brightens the world around you. Then, those whom you come in contact with will appreciate your spiritual growth and admire the beauty of your heart." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will, from the flesh, reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will, from the Spirit, reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.